is going to happen or what will be. The spirit of faith always talks about what is right now. So the spirit of faith doesn't talk about, well, I was healed or I will be healed. The spirit of faith says, I am healed. Amen. Spirit of faith doesn't say, I was delivered or I will be delivered. Spirit of faith doesn't have anything to do with the past or the future. The spirit of faith, anytime it is in line with the spirit of faith, it is going to always be dealing with the present tense. And so when the spirit of faith is being loosed out of your mouth, notice he says, we believe the past tense, and so we spoke. Okay? And then they say, now we also believe and we speak. Now notice that when you believe, you speak. See, the Bible says, with the heart, man what? Believeth. But with the mouth, confession does what? Okay, let's do that again. In the book of Romans, the Bible says, for with the heart, man believeth unto salvation. But with the mouth, confession is made. So now let me say it like this. You believe with your heart, but it's established with your mouth. You believe with your heart, but it is released or established with your mouth. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about. How to release your faith. How to take the thing that you're pregnant with in your heart and how to release it. Like you load a gun with a bullet. How to release that bullet down the chamber, you're going to have to squeeze that gun. You got to do something to release it. You can get full of the Word of God. You can get full of confidence in the Word of God. But then if you don't know how to release it, it won't benefit you. And so now what is it that you're full of? Now you got to start opening your mouth. This stuff about, well, I'm shy, I don't open my mouth. Well, shy is a form of fear. And if you don't open your mouth, you ain't gonna release your faith. It's kind of like, and the picture that I have in my head right now is a slingshot. You can load it up, but you have to release it. You know, David put a stone in that thing he used to kill the giant with, but it had to be released. Now you have power on the inside of you, or you have ability to get results on the inside of you. But if you don't release it, it won't have any effect in your life. Now, the spirit of faith talks about what's going to happen now. Say this out loud. I am blessed. Not will be. Not was. It's not the spirit of faith until it is. It's got to be is. Not was, not will be. You release the spirit of faith with your mouth, and what you speak with your mouth is going to be dealing with right now. Right now. Okay? So he says that if you believe something, you speak it. Now notice, if you believe it, you'll say it. If you believe it, you'll say it. I've even heard folks who say, well, I better not say that right now. Why? They didn't really believe it. But when you believe it, you'll say it. When you believe it, you'll say it. When the doctor says you're sick, and now you're going to have to say something else. Because whenever somebody speaks around you something, you are the establishing witness. What they say doesn't make it so. We wait to see how you gonna establish it. You establish it. You establish whatever's gonna happen by what you say. Doctor says you sick. Now what you got to say about it? All of heaven and hell wait to hear what you got to say about it. Somebody around you said you broke. What you got to say about it? Somebody else said you ain't no good. What you got to say about it? And all the devil wants to do is to get your mind so full of something.